Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the Reverend Al Green bringing us back and getting you better than Al. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you. Whatever you got on your mind, challenge, opportunity, whatever's going on under the small business sun, in your world, inside your four walls, internal, external, we got something there that you can read or listen to. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll keep you up with what's going on, get you ready for the week ahead. Every Sunday afternoon, that'll show up in your inbox. And then, of course, don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Camp. He's deposited a lot of negotiating wisdom with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. You can find his suite there on our website, as well as his own website, startwithno.com. Is that right, Jim?
Yeah, or they can go to campnegotiationinstitute.com. Got a lot of goodies there for him.
Got a lot of good stuff there. The books are there as well, including his book.
There's a free download of the book, Jim. Yeah.
Free download of the book. Hey, folks, listen to that. Hey, Jim, we like free stuff. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We like free around here. Jim, in the previous segment, you were talking about, and I'm really kind of surprised to hear you say this, because the last time you and I talked about negotiating, buddy, you were hard-nosed. You were focused on, you know, making the deal happen, and now are you getting mellow in your old age, Jim, or something? You're talking about touchy feely neuroscience.
No,
I want to tell stories.
I got to tell you, I haven't changed any, but I do know that we're correct in what we're doing, and there's a whole bunch of stuff out there that's not correct. So.
That's what I've always liked about you, Jim. Frequently wrong, but never in doubt. And so the thing that I want to ask you, though, is based on what you were saying in the previous segment about telling the story to get to go from 2% to 4%. Are you saying that a big part of successful negotiations, especially when it gets down to, you know, what me getting what I want instead of you getting what you want, is me being able to tell a story and frame the benefits around a story?
What I'm really trying to get to the audience, Jim, is that decisions are made emotionally with vision. Now, old storytellers are magnificent to listen to, and I can tell you that storytelling works great, but the real key here is creating vision of what's being delivered. You know, that guy sitting in the back seat of that F-15 is delivering safety. And you can't tell someone, look, I'll keep you safe. But if you create the vision of what does that guy in the back seat of that F-15 do for that new student pilot, he keeps him safe. And that's what we'll do for you. So by creating that vision, it creates the value.
How about this? I've got a small business tire company. And you're buying tires, and the other option is Walmart. And Walmart can sell their tires cheaper than I can buy them. And so you and I are having a little discussion about why you should pay me a little bit more for my tires over Walmart. And I tell you, I don't sell tires. I sell peace of mind. I'm putting the rubber on your car that your children ride in. And all your wife has to do at any time is drive by my shop, and I'll check them out for her. I'm not in the tire business. I'm in the peace of mind business. Would that be an example of a negotiating point appealing to the emotions?
Yeah, absolutely. But I've got to tell you, I'd love for you to mix in an interrogative question.
Okay.
When you have a tire problem, when your wife has a tire problem at 6 o'clock in the evening, and she calls my phone, we're going to take care of her and keep her safe.
Right, right. Obviously, the interrogative would be, who do you want? Who would you like her to call, me or Walmart?
There you go. Who would you want her to call? You could say, when she has a problem, who do you want her to call?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's and so what a lot of people don't realize, Jim, is they think that we just use the sales technique, but that's what selling is, isn't it?
Well, you know what's interesting to me is, see, people have so many people, and I've uncovered this even working with the FBI when I worked with help building their training program for the hostage crisis unit, you know, that negotiating program. That people have confused what negotiation is. They tend to think it's bargaining, but it's not. Negotiation is the effort to bring about agreements. Now, we coach negotiations in human resources, engineering. It has nothing to do with sales. It's all about bringing about agreements. And that person who owns that tire store is building agreements around what they deliver. And I got to tell you, when it comes to family and life, it's great to have somebody on the other end of the phone that picks up that phone when you have a problem. And for another $25 or $30 for a set of tires, my goodness, it's worth it.
And Jim, as we wrap up this segment, I believe that what we're talking about, I believe it's more in evidence and more desirable now than it was 25, 30 years ago.
Absolutely. I tell you, there's a whole new world coming, Jim, in negotiations. It's all going to change, and we're going to lead the change.
We're looking forward to you helping us with that. Give us the website again one more time.
CampNegotiationInstitute.com.
Check it out, folks. Thanks, Jim, for being here. And don't forget, by the way, folks, go to his website and get the free download of his book, Start With No. Jim Camp will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.